All that fresh produce was enough to feed over 1,500 senior citizens. Katie Wagner is part of the horticulture faculty at Utah State University Extension and helps run the Farmers Market program. She says working together with multiple organizations like Adult and Aging Services and Wheeler Historic Farm, seniors are able to save money and improve their health.
We've surveyed our seniors, and we know that the majority of them don't have gardens at home. Maybe they don't have access. Maybe they live in apartments. Maybe they're just not physically able to garden anymore. You know, we're delivering fresh produce to a population that has a limited ability to acquire that produce on their own.
Wagner says the program is targeting senior centers in areas with a poor socioeconomic status.
We go through and we survey the seniors, and we found that a lot of them are accessing food banks, food pantries. We also know that some food pantries and food banks no longer handle fresh produce. Some of our seniors have told us that basically this is their fresh produce that they receive.
In a survey, Wagner says 97% of the people save money, 99% say they now have a healthier diet, and 94% say access to the farmer's market increases their consumption of fruits and vegetables. But since all that produce is free, the gardens and farmer's market for seniors is run by volunteers.
So our volunteers are out there and they're given their sweat and tears managing these garden areas, taking this produce, but then they are able to see where it goes, who it goes to, and our master gardener volunteers, I think, love the market about as much as the seniors do, just because it just is a rewarding, very easy for them to see where their efforts are going and how it's having a positive impact on this population.
While a lot of the produce for the seniors comes from land on the Wheeler Historic Farm and the USU Botanical Center, the volunteers even grow fruits and vegetables in their own gardens. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.